My name is Joe Dalton, entrepreneur and business coach. Welcome to Breakthrough Brands. Each week we bring you an inspirational story and an insight to the minds of some of the top business leaders, authors and mentors from around the globe. Whatever is needed to make you shine in life and business, you'll find it here.
On this week's show, we have Dave Madden. Dave is the founder of Move.ie and has over 15 years' experience in the property industry in Ireland, England and Spain. David was working in the real estate market in London and noticed that online and hybrid estate agencies such as Purple Bricks were starting to generate a lot of traction and market share. So he decided to move home and set up Move, Ireland's first hybrid estate agency.
If you wish to reach me about any of the topics covered in this episode or any other episode, you can get me on WhatsApp 086 821 0037 or email joe@jdc.ie or follow me on LinkedIn under Joseph Dalton. I also need your help to spread the word. If you could please take 2 minutes to share, like or make a comment on this episode, I would be truly grateful. And welcome to Breakthrough Brands. And I just want to say hello to everyone out there that's listening to the show. We're getting some great recommendations. Some people are really reaching out to us as far as Australia, America, that is New York, in England and all over the country. So everyone keep listening. The show is growing and it's getting popular all the time. And we have David Madden on the show. I would call him a bit of a disruptor because he's doing something different to upset all the estate agents out there. David, have I got you on the line?
You do indeed, yep.
Thank you for being on Breakthrough Brands.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I said there in the intro, you're a disruptor. Tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, so basically we're a hybrid estate agency. We offer all the exact same services that your traditional estate agents offer, but we also offer more. So we have a back-end platform where sellers can communicate with buyers. They can accept and reject offers all 24 hours a day. And yeah, you'd be right. We're trying to disrupt the status quo by offering set fees. So homeowners basically know exactly what they're paying in fees from day one, as opposed to commission-based like the rest of the estate agents out there.
Are you using blockchain in the back end as well as an audit trail?
No, not yet. It's something I'm researching an awful lot at the moment. To be completely honest with you, it's a bit new to me. So I have one of our current investors is trying to teach me about blockchain, how we can incorporate it. We're in the middle of a complete web rebuild now, so hopefully we can try and incorporate that somehow.
Oh, brilliant. So what you're doing is you're giving some of the reins back to the person who's selling the house. So you're saying, look, you can have a look at the offer. Because I know there's a bit of doubt out there that if an offer is made and it's rejected, is it the estate agent making that? Or I know it's against the law, but
yeah,
there's always that people in the mind, is this happening or not? And you're not allowed to speak to the people. And there's a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, that first of all, that shouldn't be happening because we as estate agents are fairly heavily regulated by the PSRA, yeah, and we have to provide an absolute paper trail of all offers incoming and outgoing to both the buyer and the seller. So that shouldn't be happening. But yes, there is a bit of misconception about there and untrust in the whole estate agency market. I think it's commonly known as not one of the most loved professions out there. But that's what we're trying to change at the moment. We're trying to put the power back in the seller's hands in a way by, for example, when we close up our bricks and mortar office on a Friday evening, they can still receive bookings for viewings where they can show potential buyers around themselves on a Saturday or Sunday. If the potential buyer likes the property, they can then put in an offer at 5, 6, 7 o'clock on a Sunday evening. And we can come back to the desk on a Monday morning with an complete sale wrapped up, you know. So, yes, it absolutely gives the buyer more freedom or the seller more freedom through the whole process.
So before we get into that, I want to ask you a question. Where and why did you come up with the idea?
Well, it's nothing new. This is I was working as an estate agent in London for a few years, and I noticed big companies like Purple Bricks starting to enter the market and gain a massive market share in a very short period of time, and they're offering set fees. So basically, and the London market while I was there, it's absolutely saturated with estate agents. You can't walk down a high street without seeing 10 or 15 of them. So they were all dropping to 1%. Some were dropping below a percent in their sales fee. So I decided to move home, copy Purple Bricks concept, and do the exact same model here. So it's nothing I've invented. It's an exact copy of what they're doing in the UK and America and Australia already. It just hasn't happened in the Irish market yet. People are here. They're still so used to paying such massive commissions that that's our job now, trying to change the perception of what estate agents charge and what we can actually do for the funds.
But you're still keeping the costs down, and you're still sticking the signs up on the house, and you're still showing the house and everything as well. A question I have, can the person show the house?
Yes. So basically, we have two packages. One package is where, so first of all, both packages offer a property appraisal, graphically designed property brochures, professional photography for sale signs, offer negotiations. We deal with solicitors through to completion, the exact same as you'd expect from any estate agent out there. But the smaller package allows the homeowner to save even more money and carry out the viewings themselves. So we still take in all the inquiries and we book a slot in for the homeowner, and then they can just carry out the viewing themselves. Or for a lot of the older generation that we're selling properties for who aren't comfortable doing that, we have another package where we carry out that part of the process as well.
And how long are you trading?
We're only trading. We had a soft launch last April, just to kind of iron out a few of the cobwebs in the website and the software. And then we've done a full launch in August of 2017, so last August.
And tell me this, what have you learned along the way?
The major thing is being trying to get our hands on funding. I hadn't realised just how much money these things were going to take and how hard it was to bring a brand new product to market. So we've been relying on investment. We raised a seed round last August, and we're currently now just finishing off a second round of investment. So the hardest thing was trying to get our hands on investment, really.
We forget how long it takes for a company to sort of get up off its boots and run.
Yeah.
And we forget how long it takes to make the first initial sales. And it can be very scary, especially for new businesses out there, because a lot of people out there believe, oh, running your own business, there's romance in it, and, oh, this is beautiful. It is a graft.
It is, and especially in the property sales industry. So we signed up our first clients pretty much straight away. And then you're talking about anywhere up to a couple of months to sell a property, and then the conveyancing process. So realistically, you're not seeing a fee for the work you've put in for about 3, sometimes even 5 months. And we offer a no sale, no fee, and no upfront payments. So we were relying heavily on our own capital to start off with, because there was no money coming in for pretty much half a year while we got going, while we got off the ground.
What were you doing before you got into the industry?
I've been working in the property industry since I've been about 17, working for my parents' company. They used to sell overseas properties. So I was doing that in both Dublin and Spain. I worked in the property market in London. It's my second go at a tech startup. I tried to launch a business in 2007 to rival CarZone and Cars Ireland, with hindsight, it was a terrible time, because pretty much the market collapsed straight after that. But it gave me inside knowledge on how to get a website off the ground. I learned how to develop websites, how to design websites, how to market them. So that's pretty much my background. I spent a lot of money trying to develop the website and the back end and that. And then, as we all know, what happened 2008, 9, 10 onwards. So we never really got far to launch. We did sign up a couple of hundred car dealerships, and we had plenty of stock, but we were doing it for free at that point in order to build up the stock on the website. But as you know, the car industry pretty much died to death for a few years.
I've got to the stage now, they are never my failures. I had a business, I invested an awful lot of money in it, and we took a back seat because of funding. And I was just reading our competitors in England, who was at the same time, who got funding, just sold it for 10 million there this week to a Chinese company.
And
you sort of kick yourself, but look, you learn from these things, and it wasn't your time then, and now it is.
Well, that's hopefully so. Yeah, we're entering the market pretty much at the right time. We have a couple of competitors in this market space, but it's all about pretty much how we can grow now. And I suppose we'll all be trying to educate the public together that there is an alternative to paying high commissions. Because at the end of the day, we are an estate agency. Our business model is built on the tech on our back end platform. But we're bricks and mortar. We've people you can come in and sit down, talk to face to face. So we are an estate agency. We're just charging a hell of a lot less than our competitors.
And as I say, your biggest issue was trying to raise money, and you're doing that. Did you get a lot of help from the likes of Enterprise Ireland and other agencies out there?
Well, to begin with, we couldn't really get any help off Enterprise Ireland, because we were a service business, and they want to be able to see that you can grow internationally and employ, I think it's a minimum of 10 staff in order to get the grants. But we've now branched out into software development. So we're looking to create a part of our back-end platform We're looking to do a white label version for independent state agents, both in Ireland and internationally. So we're currently dealing with Enterprise Ireland now regarding getting funding for that, because there is a real gap in the market for state agency software. I don't know if you've ever used it, but it can be very complicated. And to simplify that process is something we're trying to do at the moment.
The word that comes to mind, clunky. I do get it that, you know, there is a gap in the market there. White label, I think it's a great idea, especially with the smaller guys. The bigger guys will go and write their own software and deal with that. But there's a lot of small, family-run, homegrown estate agents around the country.
Yeah, and that's exactly who we're targeting. And we're looking to offer it for the same business model as our property sales, for a lot cheaper. We currently pay an extortionate amount in estate agency software on a monthly basis, and I know every other independent out there does as well. So that's what we're trying to do. A nice low monthly fee, something that won't be breaking the bank on a monthly basis, just so you can look after your clients. And we'll also allow our independent state agencies and national chains, if they're interested, to communicate with their customers the way we do. So their customers can still be able to book viewings and that at the weekend. So that's exactly what we're working on now. And hopefully with the help of Enterprise Ireland, we can get that out in the next 12 months.
And it's a family run. I believe your sister is involved in it now as well. Would I be correct in saying that? Or?
Yeah, my sister is head of our communications. So that's more of a part-time role. She's kind of more helping us. She is in full-time employment with a PR company in town. So she's lending us her expertise.
She's shown you the way.
So it allows me to focus on the business and building the business and that, you know.
And tell me this as well, with developing the business, developing the product, what have you learned?
I suppose you have to learn to have tenacity. We've getting doors slammed in our faces, and we're constantly being checked up on everything we do. So I'm assuming there's a lot of estate agents out there that aren't happy. So even some of our clients are being called to make sure that they're actually clients of ours. So tenacity will be a big thing. Just as I said, we're trying to get new developments on board, like the new builds around, and we've just door after door slammed in our face, but you know, we'll keep trying.
Yeah, it's called graft. It's called, it's the long hours, the long days, and it's pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing until you get it. You know, if you weren't an entrepreneur, you wouldn't be doing it.
No, I just suppose if it was easy, everyone would be doing it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So what is the future then for yourselves? You're attacking the local market, you're developing the software. Where do you want to see yourselves in a couple of years?
Yeah, so we've no plans for expansion outside of Ireland in the foreseeable future in terms of our bread and butter, our property sales. We need to focus. We're focusing on Dublin at the moment, but saying that, we do have properties for sale from Killarney to Malin Head, but we're trying to focus on Dublin at the moment because it will allow our marketing budget to go a lot further. 50% of all property sales are in Dublin as well, so it will help us grow quicker. And then next year, we want to branch out. We want to look to open up another office in Cork and one in Limerick. They're the plans for next year. And as well as that, throughout the next 12 months, we're looking to develop our white label software. So in 5 years' time, we'd be looking to have a significant market share and as well licensing our software internationally.
Okay, so yeah, it's moving in the right direction. I suppose when you started off the business in the beginning, you didn't think you were going to be really getting into developing software for the industry.
No, not at all. The plan was just to open up the bricks and mortar estate agency because I didn't think that the Irish public were ready for fully online like they are in the UK. They probably will in a few years as more competitors come into the market. So the plan was just to be selling property. But it was more and more we started building our back end platform. And now that we're in a complete rebuild of it, it's not that extra far to go to create a white label version that we can license out. So it seems like just a natural progression of what we're doing already.
We're just going to take a short break. Are you looking to boost your performance, motivate your sales team, have an all-round structure to your marketing? Get in touch with myself at Breakthrough Brands or contact me at joe@jdc.ie. Do you think the big boys will try and drown you out?
Yes, absolutely. As I said, they already are. We've been getting media. Well, I'm not sure if it's I can't pinpoint the finger. For example, we had a write up in the journal last week, and the guy Killian who wrote the article said he got some emails, people saying that it was a scam and it was fake and all this. So we were able to provide Killian with absolutely proof of everything we spoke about, so he didn't need to go back on his word. But it just shows there are people out there already trying to get in the way of what we're trying to do, you know.
Yeah, I think the most important thing in business and life is ethics,
yes,
and empathy. And if you hold fast to what you believe and focus on the journey of where you want to be, no matter what people do or say, you'll always find people that aren't interested in you or your product or don't believe in you, and there's ego and jealousy there, and you can't let them get in your way, because if you were worried about them, you'd be screwed.
Exactly. Sure. That's what I keep saying. Focus on our own business and ignore what's going on around us, and we'll get to where we need to be.
Yeah, it's a saying I say, don't worry about the competition, just focus on being creative.
Exactly, and that's exactly what we're doing at the moment.
And how many is employed in the company?
So we have three. I'm the only, there's one other full-time, the other two are part-time, because again, we're growing at the moment. We spent the last 2 months in a second round of fundraising, so we haven't been able to focus on building the business as much as we'd like. But then again, that's vital so we can head into the rest of this year with the capital to keep growing. So there's myself, one other full-time employee, and two part-time. But we do have agents that are working with us around the country, again, independent agents. So for example, if a property comes up for sale in Mayo, we don't need to be hopping in the car and driving up to Mayo. We have agents in place around the country that are working on a commission basis with us.
Where it caught my eye was, I was really interested in the way that you're doing business, that if I was selling a property, I can actually go and post it up and I can do the negotiation and I can talk to the people that are looking to buy, because in heart, I'm a salesperson. I'm a good negotiator. There's a great idea there. It's a good business model. And being honest, if I was selling a property, I definitely would jump onto it myself and see where it would take me.
Absolutely. And this is one of the things. 80% of our customers so far have opted to do the viewings themselves. After all, when we're selling a property as an estate agent, we will learn where the local schools are, all that kind of stuff. But nobody can walk them around the property like the owner and explain exactly what the local neighborhoods are like, what the neighbors are like, schools, restaurants, those kind of things. And it's a lot more, you're a lot more inclined to actually sell the property with the owner walking them around. But again, if in terms of offer negotiation, if they're not comfortable with that, we have full support in our office where we will deal with offer negotiation. So far, we don't really like our customers to be dealing with the offer negotiation, because they don't have the expertise that we would have in selling property for many years. So we ask, can we look for, can we manage that part of the process for them, which they're all happy to oblige.
What's the danger of two people talking and then they stepping back and going, oh no, we're just going to take this offline and do it ourselves and cut you out of the picture? Is there an agreement signed there? Or
yeah, so every estate agency in Ireland has to use a standard agreement with their clients. So that is signed for an agreed date. So it could be a week, it could be 6 months. The standard we usually sign is 6 months. So if they decide to go behind your back and sell to one of the buyers, we'll know the property's been sold. And unfortunately, they'll be liable to pay the commission anyway. Now, that hasn't happened. I'd like to think most people are kind of realistic enough to know that they can't just do that. And to be honest with you, most of our clients, they're nice people anyway, and we're nice to them. So we that hasn't happened, and hopefully it won't happen in the future.
Like, I know in Europe that if you just put a house up for sale in an auctioneer and then you even take it off the market, you have to pay them a commission.
Yeah, that's definitely not the case here. Yeah. You can opt out of your agreement to the terms of the agreement. So for ours, we use a standard 21-day in writing, at which point they give us 3 weeks, and then they can exit the agreement, or they can let it expire. And if we haven't sold the house and that expires, you'd fully accept them to go with another agent.
Okay. So tell me this, what's the best business advice that you've ever received?
Again, it was, to keep trying. It was from my dad when that other tech company, the car sales one I had, kind of went under. And then after that, I tried to set up a franchise exhibition here. And the rug was pretty quickly pulled out from under us by the Irish Franchise Association. And I pretty much kind of gave up then. You know, I went and got a 9-to-5. And it was only kind of after that my dad said to me to just keep trying. So we're back again, trying again. As you said earlier, this seems like the right time.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? When you are self-employed, and if you do have to go back in into mainstream employment, it's very hard, isn't it?
Not hard. I had a great time in London. I was doing the exact same job I'd always done, enjoying my life in London. But as I said, I spotted a gap in the market, and that's what brought me back. If that didn't happen in London, I'd still be happily there selling property with people I know and having a good time.
Yeah, and tell me the best book that you would recommend for people to read.
Richard Branson's autobiography would be the best book I've ever read. It's not full of specific entrepreneurial advice or startup advice. It's just the life that he's led and some of the crazy things he's doing. It's the most enjoyable book I've ever read.
He's just brought out a new version of that, Losing My Virginity. Is that the one?
No. That's the original one. I think it was written back in 2001 or 2002. Yeah, so, yeah, he's probably more than likely had an updated version.
Yeah, he has. I got it there. I'm on chapter 3 or 4 at the moment.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And what's the future for you and the company?
Well, as I said earlier on, the future is to, I think in terms of international business, the future will be the software, the tech end of the platform. As I went into the British online agents, the American ones, the Australian ones, as far as I know, they're all operating at a loss, purely because they will sell your property for £595 all in. And I know that cost per acquisition is around that in the UK alone. So when it brings into account wages and payments, they are running at a loss. We, on the other hand, people have questioned if we have the same business model, why are we charging so much more than they are in the UK? We're charging a fee that is very realistic, very fair, but allows us as a business to make a profit. Because otherwise you can't operate at a loss unless you're receiving massive amounts of investment and you're just trying to head for IPO or a certain exit strategy. So we see the future being to perfect our software and our platform and try and get that out there internationally, because we just can't compete with the big players in the international market in terms of property sales. Their fees are just too low.
Yeah, they're volume.
Exactly. Yeah.
Would I be correct? Like, it's easy to sell a property, but it's hard to find someone who's selling it.
Yes, that's very correct. Yeah. So it's well known that there's a very serious lack of properties for estate agents in the Dublin market anyway. But the amount of buyers are everywhere. We just sold a property in Sutton within 2 weeks. But yeah, the actual listings are a lot harder to come by than the buyers.
And that's where, you know, whoever cracks that open will be king.
Exactly. And I think that's where our USP of our price point comes into it. People so far, being completely honest, not a lot of people are using our back end platform. They're just in it because they're saving thousands in commission. So that's where we will keep picking up customers. And as well as that, we are no upfront payments. We don't charge marketing fees, and we're no sale, no fee. So it's nothing but positives to sell with us, and you know, as opposed to other estate agents who might ask for a large upfront fee.
I'm impressed with the whole lot. I'm impressed with it.
Yeah.
Tell me, what song would you like us to play out with?
How about Edward Sharp, 40 Day Dream?
Okay. And before we get into playing that, let's share your details with everyone. Let's give us the name of the company, give us the web address, give us your email address, so that if someone out there wants to check you out.
Yeah, so the business is Move Estate Agency. The domain name is move.ie. So that's Move with two O's. And you can get us on hello@move.ie.
Excellent. And a telephone number?
01-866-6100.
Brilliant. That's great. David, it's a pleasure having you on the show. And
yeah,
I'd just like to say to the audience, it's keep your eye out for this company. It's going to be going places. And I wish them the full success in the world.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate the time.
You and I know we can always do better. Breakthrough Brands sales acceleration specialists, helping companies reach peak performance by introducing a marketing strategy to build a better prospect pipeline. Develop your leadership and sales skills with Breakthrough Brands custom sales training development. Go to Breakthrough Brands at www.jdc.ie or click the link on this page to see if Breakthrough Brands and you can work together. Great companies build a great relationship with their clients. Sales and marketing starts with a story. Let us help you with yours. Breakthrough Brands.